Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's not hard, especially nowadays when people are like, oh, I could never go vegan. I'm like, man, I went vegan when it was real hard. You know, I'm like, I did it. You can do it. I love to eat. I love food. I love travel. You can do it.
You are here for a reason, but navigating this human life can be challenging. How do you care for your body, mind, and spirit to make the most of your time here on Earth? How can you harness your incredible human potential? In this podcast, we explore these questions and more to help you craft your best life yet. Welcome to I Am Human.
Hello, human. I am Dr. Yami, your host, and it is such a pleasure to be with you today. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of I Am Human. And if you haven't already, please subscribe, rate, and review the podcast, and also please share it with somebody that you think may benefit from this information. To be human means that you may fear trying new and unfamiliar things, but it also means pursuing a dream and a desire, even when it's uncomfortable and unknown. And that applies to travel, because travel can be very daunting, especially when you're a vegan. So my guest today, Carolyn Scott, also known as The Healthy Voyager, is the creator and host of the Healthy Voyager web series, site, and overall brand. An award-winning healthy, special diet, and green living and travel expert, holistic nutritionist, plant-based vegan chef, best-selling cookbook author, media spokesperson, sought-after speaker, consultant, and television personality, Carolyn is a respected figure in the world of healthy lifestyle and travel, as well as special diet cooking and nutrition. The Healthy Voyager aims to help people live well, one veggie at a time. And we had a great conversation. So we talked about her vegan journey. She has been vegan since 1998. So she has a ton of experience of eating in a plant-based way before it was easy and accessible. So she has lots of experience under her belt and lots of stories to tell. We also talked about traveling and how she has been traveling since she was 2 days old and how her show, The Healthy Voyager, came about. We talk about traveling as a vegan, if it's getting easier with time, and what tips she has for vegans that are traveling. We talk about the biggest mistakes that people make when they're traveling that can affect their health and well-being. And then we talk about green traveling. Is that even possible? And what are some ways that we can be more eco-conscious when we travel? We also talk about her cooking, her cookbook, and how traveling has influenced her culinary skills. It's a great episode. I really loved getting to know Carolyn. We have a lot of things in common with our personalities. So we also throw in some talk about burnout and trying to do too much at once and trying to do everything as fast as possible. So I think this is a really good episode that you're really going to love. So again, thank you so much for being here. I appreciate you so much. And now on to the episode.
The information on this podcast is for informational and educational purposes only. It is not meant to replace careful evaluation and treatment. If you have concerns about your health or well-being, please consult a healthcare professional.
Carolyn Scott, welcome to I Am Human. What a pleasure it is to meet you. And I can't wait to learn all about your journey as the Healthy Voyager.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, tell me first about your vegan journey. How did you become vegan? Why? How did you get to where you are now?
Yeah. Way back in 1998, I read this book called Fit for Life, which happened to be written in the 70s by a doctor couple. And it wasn't necessarily a book about vegan. It was more about food combining and what different foods do to your body. And for me, the light just went off. And literally the next day, I went cold tofu.
I love that, cold tofu. I never heard that.
it was definitely not easy back then, but I did it. And because I did it for health reasons, everything just kind of made sense to me health-wise to switch. I ended up going to culinary school to figure out what I could cook because I couldn't exist on just guacamole. You think you can, but you can't. and I wanted to do it properly. So I got my master's in holistic nutrition and PhD in naturopathic medicine because I wanted to make sure I was doing everything correctly. So cut to 2006, I had my own PR firm and I was traveling a lot for work. And I realized that I probably wasn't the only person that was having difficulty traveling because of dietary restrictions. So I thought to myself, how come there are no shows on TV that actually help travelers? At the time, it was just, you know, someone eating bugs in the Amazon or someone eating like a 50-pound burger. And I was like, okay, well, I guess that's fun to watch, but that doesn't help the average traveler, let alone someone who really needs help and resources. So I started pitching my show around. And it was way too early in the space. I heard a lot of, wow, what a great idea, but we don't do healthy. I'm like, well, what's the point? So I said, you know what? I'm going to do it myself. So in 06, I launched my show on my own. And now it's a full-fledged lifestyle brand. And the show's still kicking and doing a bunch of fun stuff. So that's it in a nutshell.
I love it. So you didn't wait that same year. You're like, fine, I'll just do it on my own.
Yeah. Yeah, I had to strike while the iron was hot.
You're definitely a go-getter. I can relate to that for sure. And I don't like it when anybody tells me no. Like if you tell me no, that's pretty much guaranteed. That means I'm going to do it. So be careful what you say to me. Let's go back to your vegan journey. So it sounds like it was prompted by health reasons, but over time, has it evolved to include environmental, ethical, you know, all of those kinds of things as well?
Absolutely. Early on, I don't think I even called myself vegan. I didn't even know that term existed. I don't think there were so few of us back then. I would just kind of list everything I couldn't eat. But then I realized when I found other people and I started joining clubs and communities and I was like, oh, it's so much more than just this. And there are more people doing it for other reasons. So it definitely did evolve. I love the aspect of, you know, how I don't contribute to factory farming and I don't contribute to, you know, any extra greenhouse gases and my carbon footprint is smaller. And so, yeah, it's definitely changed a lot. And I realize that it's not only helping me, but it's helping so many other facets of just life.
Okay. Well, how did you fall in love with traveling? Was it because of this job that you had? And whenever you first started it, I know that it was because of the dietary restrictions, but were you also thinking this is a time where I want people to learn more about just healthy eating in general?
Yeah, well, I've been traveling since I was 2 days old. I had my first passport at 2 days old. So
I've been
traveling my whole life. I was born in Colombia. I was raised in Florida, but my dad and my mom were big travelers. So we were always packing up and going somewhere. So it was definitely implanted at a young age, basically was born with it. So I've always had the travel bug. And because of the dietary restrictions, I thought, well, I'm not going to stop this. This isn't going to stop me from traveling and exploring. And I felt that it probably was stopping people from exploring, you know, just kind of hesitant to say, oh, I don't want to go there because I want to go there, but I'm afraid of what I'm going to eat. So that's why I came up with the show, because I thought, don't let anything stop you. The world's amazing. The world is beautiful. You're not going to starve. So yeah, that's definitely why I did it.
I love that. That's so brave too, being like, you know what? I'm going to do it anyway and I'll figure it out as I go. So you've been doing this for a really long time, almost 20 years. So like 18 years, basically. Has it become easier to travel as a vegan with time? And what is your number one tip for vegans that are traveling?
Yeah, it's insanely easy now, like crazy easy. And I actually find it even easier abroad than here in the States. Obviously, the major metropolitan cities, they're all taken care of. You know, smaller towns, you might not find as much, or you'll find a lot of options that you found 20 years ago. But abroad, I find it so much easier. Just with the knowledge, I think obviously the internet, you know, so many more vegans are popping up, and vegan cooking and plant-based is such like a huge buzzword these days. It's kind of like an option. Like, what do you guys want for dinner tonight? You want Chinese? You want Mexican? You want vegan? You know, it's kind of become like its own thing. So it's become much easier, and the products available. So that's making it easier for restaurants, and it's too easy now.
And for vegans, especially new vegans, because I think that when you first transition, it is very daunting, right? You're like, I've never done this before. How am I going to go about this? What would be your number one tip before they set out on their trip, how they should prepare for it, how they should approach it, even mindset maybe? What would you say?
A little bit of planning goes a long way. So depending on where you're going, a little bit of research ahead of time, you know, what's walkable from your hotel, you know, finding vegan restaurants or restaurants that have vegan options, or knowing that you're near some sort of market so that you can get some items, at least in your hotel room, to take care of breakfast so you don't leave your hotel starving, you know, anything like that. So that's really important. And packing a few things, again, just in case. I never leave without my protein powders and protein bars, because I find that that's probably the most difficult thing when you're traveling, is finding enough good protein sources. And that's what's going to keep you fueled throughout the day. So you're not like, oh, I guess I'll eat chips, you know, or all they have is a salad or something. So having a little bit on hand, a little bit of pre-planning, and getting to know where you're going. And I think a lot of vegans now, when they travel, tend to look up where they're going to eat. So I think people kind of already have that in the bag. And I think all of us tend to like look at menus before we're going out to dinner with friends. So that's always, you know, that's something we do anyway. But yeah, a little bit of pre-planning and getting to know your area and having a few things with you, really helpful.
I love that. Yeah. And we love to travel a lot too. And we do a lot of food tourism. So one of the things that we love the most is planning which restaurants we're going to go to, making our reservations, and dreaming about what we're going to eat. But I agree. Like, I feel like there's so many more options now, even in your non-vegan restaurants. But one of the things that people are still learning, except for ethnic food, I think that ethnic food has a lot of legumes already. But in the restaurants that aren't ethnic, there can be a lack of beans and some of those more heartier plant-based foods that will help you feel more full. Like, you're going to have stuff to eat, but it may not be quite as filling and hearty as you want, because there are some people that still don't know how to use tofu and beans and legumes and all that stuff. So I think those are really great tips. What do you think is the biggest mistake that people make when they travel that can affect their health and well-being?
I think people kind of go too hard, you know, not sleeping enough, not drinking enough water, because when you're out of your daily routine and out of your home environment, you tend to kind of get a little discombobulated. So you do, you know, go out, you know, late and drink too much and say, I only live once. Totally fine in moderation. But sleep is huge, especially if you're doing long haul travel. people don't respect the jet lag. You know, you got to respect the jet lag. You got to respect that your body's in a whole new world, and hydration. I think people forget about that as well. If you're not carrying your giant cup around like you do at home, you tend to forget. And like the little bottles don't do it. Or if you're in a place where you can't drink the water and you forget to go get water, you know, that's really important. So hydration and sleep are huge. And I think those fall off the wagon pretty quickly. Again, it's part of that pre-planning, right? Making sure you're like, okay, I know I have this tour at 6 a.m. tomorrow. I need to get my butt in bed. I'm not going to stay out all night. I can do that tomorrow night, you know? So being really careful with your own self-care while you're traveling is huge.
Yeah, that is such a good point. So, and I think jet lag gets harder as you get older, because when you're younger, you're like, oh, I could do it. I adapt, whatever. Not this past summer, but the summer before that, we took a UK trip and I was jet lagged almost the entire trip. Every time we got in the car, I would fall asleep like within 5 minutes. I was so fatigued that whole trip. So then when we took our trip to Italy this past summer, I was very mindful about, okay, I'm going to get my clock on track as soon as we get there, and did all the things, even practice a fasting routine that helps with that, because, you know, timing your meal time really helps reset your circadian rhythm. And it was so much better. And we did a lot better about planning things, just like you said, because my husband, when he goes somewhere, he thinks he needs to experience every single thing, because he's afraid he's never going to go back. So this time I was like, please, let's be a little bit more balanced, because I don't want to feel like I'm dying the whole time. And it was so much better. And we enjoyed the trip so much more. We still did all the fun things, but we balanced it with enough rest. So I think that's important too, especially when you travel with different personality types, because my husband's like, go, 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 do all the tours, see all the things, do all the hikes, climb like every single mountain possible. And then me and the boys are like, please let us rest.
Yeah, it is really important. And it is tough when you're going somewhere new and you've never been, you want to do it all. But if you plan it properly, you can without killing yourself.
Exactly. Okay, let's switch gears and talk about green traveling. So I want to hear your honest opinion about this. Is there really such a thing as green traveling? Because I feel like traveling is synonymous with airplanes and, you know, you just more carbon emissions, right? And what are some of the ways that you recommend that we can be more eco-conscious when we travel?
Yes, you can't ignore the fact that planes are going to emit what they're going to emit. So it's either stay at home and never go anywhere, or you have to kind of bite the bullet, but there are other ways that you can. So again, bringing your reusable water bottle, bringing your reusable utensils, packing food in reusable packages so that you can reuse it when you go on a tour. So you can use it on the plane and then you can pack snacks for the tour. So you're not using all this, single-use plastic or any sort of extra waste. All these little things do add up when you're traveling. You may not think so, but they do. And there are a lot of hotels that offer a lot of eco and sustainable services. So even something as small as don't have the maids come every day, you don't need new towels every day. You don't need new sheets every day. And a lot of them will remind you, don't throw your towels on the floor, because that's kind of the sign of, all right, we need new towels. So, you know, you don't get new towels every day at home. You don't change your sheets every day at home. So that's going to help with water conservation. So all these little things, and look for the services and the companies and the hotels that are offering more sustainable practices. And that way, every little bit counts. So there, it exists.
I know you're busy, so am I, but do you have 2 minutes? If you have just 2 minutes, you have enough time to eat healthy, nutritious meals. The solution to your overscheduled life is Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. These meals are chef-crafted, fresh, and never frozen, and they are delivered straight to your doorstep. They offer a weekly menu of 35 options, including vegan and veggie meals. They also have 60 add-ons each week, including breakfast, snacks, and beverages like smoothies and juices. The fresh juice shots are so good. This week, I got to try the peanut Buddha bowl that had sweet potatoes, broccoli, quinoa, veggies, and a yummy peanut sauce, and the tangy citrus tofu bowl that included cauliflower rice, sweet potato, tofu, edamame, chickpeas, and a tangy citrus sauce. They were super yummy. My husband and my son loved them too.
The meals feature premium ingredients, and because they are fully prepared and ready to heat, it eliminates the hassle of prepping, cooking, and cleaning up. It's an amazing option for those seasons in life that are particularly time constrained. You can also pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle. In April, Factor is celebrating Earth Day all month long and will use Earth Month Eats badges on their lowest carbon footprint meals. Are you ready to try Factor? Head to factormeals.com/DrYami50, that's DrYami50, and use code DrYami50. That's DrYami50, and get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code DrYami50 at factormeals.com/DrYami50. That's DrYami50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. Green Chef is the number one meal kit for eating well, delivering pre-portioned and prepped quality whole foods with limited process ingredients. Green Chef sends organic fresh produce and chef-designed recipes in every box for satisfying, nourishing, and convenient meals that make it easy to stick to a healthy living routine. Find recipes for every lifestyle, including plant-based diets. Green Chef delivers quality whole foods with limited process ingredients, including low added sugar and sodium smart options. Choose from 80 plus flavor packed options and take back time in your kitchen with dinner ready in 30 minutes and lunch in 10. Try 15 plus new recipes every week. Green Chef will deliver everything you need to make convenient, wholesome, and delicious meals directly to your doorstep. Each meal kit includes pre-measured ingredients, some produce which is pre-chopped, and custom sauces that are pre-made in-house. They also provide the recipe cards, and the meals are really simple to make. It's a delicious, fresh, home-cooked meal without the hassle. We've really enjoyed using Green Chef, trying out all the delicious recipes, as well as saving time. It takes a lot of the work out of planning meals and gathering the proper ingredients so that you can just cook and enjoy your meal. It's a great option for busy families that want fresh, home-cooked, healthy meals to put on the table. And I know a lot of us worry about waste, and we do everything we can to reduce waste. So this may be one of your hesitations when subscribing to this type of service. Well, Green Chef also cares about the planet. April is Earth Month, and sustainability is a core to the Green Chef brand. Green Chef offsets 100% of delivery emissions and 100% of plastic in each box. Green Chef also partners with Plastic Bank to collect ocean-bound plastic pound for pound for every box they deliver. If you're frustrated by lack of time to eat healthy and you are ready to try Green Chef and see how easily you can integrate it into your healthy lifestyle, go to greenchef.com/IAmHuman50, that's IAmHuman50, and use code IAmHuman50, IAmHuman50, to get 50% off plus 20% off your next 2 months. So go to greenchef.com/IAmHuman50 and use code IAmHuman50 to get 50% off plus 20% off your next 2 months. Green Chef, the number one meal kit for eating well. Equilibria is a woman-owned wellness brand with products intended to bring your mind and body back in harmony. They consider themselves a by women and for women company, and they now offer a nutrient-dense green powder called Daily Nutri-Greens. Myself and my staff here at Nourish Wellness all tried the Daily Nutri-Greens and we loved it. The Daily Nutri-Greens contain an immune antioxidant and detox blend along with prebiotics, probiotics, and over 35 fruits and veggies. It also contains other important nutrients such as B12, iron, zinc, and selenium. The Daily Greens are certified organic and all you have to do is mix it with water, but you can also easily add to your smoothies, your oatmeal, or your baked goods. The Daily Nutri-Greens are vegan, gluten-free, and non-GMO. And another bonus is that the packaging is compostable. Yay! When I tried the apple banana Daily Nutri-Greens, I was surprised by the pleasant and mild flavor. It was easy to prepare and drink and didn't leave any aftertaste. And I felt great afterwards. It's really easy to create a daily ritual around your green drink. Integrate it into your daily self-care routine. A green powder is one way to fill the gap in daily nutrition and is an easy and convenient way to get in your greens. These powders are a great way to add more nutrients into your diet during busy times, travel, and transitions in life when you don't have time or access to fresh green veggies.
If you're interested in trying Equilibria's daily Nutrigreens, head to myeq.com and use code DRYAMI, that's DRYAMI, for 15% off Equilibria's daily Nutrigreens and much more. That's myeq.com and use code DRYAMI, DRYAMI, at checkout for 15% off site-wide today.
One thing that I love about traveling is a lot of places we travel to, we can walk a lot of places. So you don't necessarily need to be in a car or public transportation, which I love. We don't have the luxury as much in some of the cities in the United States, but in a lot of other places, there's great public transportation. So that helps a lot. And we have gotten into the habit of we never get the cleaning service while we're at hotels anymore. And yeah. So that's definitely a way because it is very wasteful. I mean, to have everything changed, you know, every single day, that uses a lot of water. So those are great tips. Okay, well, let's talk about cooking because you also are a great cook and have a cookbook. So how did you learn to cook and how has traveling influenced your culinary skills?
Both of my grandmothers were incredible cooks. So on the Colombian side, she cooked all the time. On the French side, she cooked all the time. So I was always in the kitchen kind of watching them do stuff. So I always loved food and I always loved experimenting. I remember, you know, growing up in the early 80s, you know, you'd have your friends over and you would like make up dances, which is so funny that they do it on TikTok now and get paid for it. I'm like, we didn't get paid for it. We just did it for fun. But we would make up dances and I would love to bake. I'm like, okay, we're going to like make this. So I was like the weirdo kid that liked to bake and make up dances. So I loved creating weird recipes and trying new things. But when I went vegan, you know, there weren't many options, of course. So I kind of got sick of, you know, salads or, you know, cucumber sandwiches and yes, the guacamole. So I went to culinary school. And again, so early in the space, there weren't any specifically vegan courses, but there was vegetarian. So I kind of hopped on that and I learned how to, you know, finagle. So yeah, just a passion and love for food and cooking growing up. And then the necessity of having to learn what to do once I went vegan. So I'm a chef and I still love messing around in the kitchen.
And how has traveling influenced your cooking, your culinary skills, and what kind of recipes you come up with?
Big time. You know, new ingredients, new preparation techniques, being ethnic myself, you know, I always love flavor and I love hearing the stories and the culture behind the food. And that's my first cookbook is actually about travel. So every chapter is a different country or region. So it's traditional recipes from that area that have been veganized and they all tell a story of like how that recipe came to be or something important about that recipe in that culture or that, you know, country. So that was the whole premise for my first cookbook. And then I released the second edition of that book a couple years, 3 years ago now. I'm like, it's 2024. And that one has even more recipes. So it absolutely influences my cooking. And I love getting ingredients from different parts of the world and using them in my kitchen now. So very much so.
I love that. What's your favorite cuisine?
I think knee jerk is just Mexican because it's easy. And because I live in Southern California, I love Cuban food.
And
I grew up in Miami. So I love Cuban food. I mean, it's a tough call, but I think knee jerk is like, I'll eat a taco any day. So
I love it. Yeah. It's Mexican food is just literally just so good. And it's so vegan friendly too. You know, it's just so easy and yummy.
It's not hard, especially nowadays when people are like, oh, I could never go vegan. I'm like, man, I went vegan when it was real hard. You know, I'm like, I did it. You can do it. I love to eat. I love food. I love travel. You can do it. And definitely, it does change your life in so many ways. You have more energy, you're healthier, you sleep better, you feel better, your mood is better. You know, it's just this like weight lifted off your shoulders. So I feel like the more people can introduce plant-based into their lifestyle, they don't have to do it every day, but the more they can, the better they're going to feel and the better it is for everyone around them, for the planet. So yeah.
I love that. And you're right. I can't even imagine. Like, did they even have, because what I've heard from people, some people that have been like vegan 30, 40 years, And there was a time that soy milk, you could only find it like in a can.
Yeah, like
it wasn't even, like available. And now we have over 20 commercially available plant milks and they're delicious. Yeah. Like, it's like, I can't even imagine. You had to make so much sacrifice, but now sacrifice isn't even the word that I would think of to describe, you know, eating a plant-based diet, because I have to watch myself when I go to the store. There's so many new products. I'm like, okay, I'm not going to get one of every new thing. I'm going to take it easy. I mean, there's just like so much variety and everything is so flavorful and creative. And it's just, like you said, it's just a mindset shift because what happens to people is that they immediately think it's going to be restrictive. And so they feel restricted. But if they were to see the abundance, even just of whole plant foods, it's so abundant, but now we have so many products to make it easy that you don't even have to feel like you change much. You know, you're just not eating animals anymore. So I agree with you on that one. How do you define success in this lifetime?
If you're happy. And I find that a lot of people are looking so outside of themselves for whatever it is, for happiness, for success. And success obviously means something different to everyone, but I think just your own personal happiness. If you can sit in a chair at your house and say, oh my God, like I have a roof over my head. I can eat good food. I feel good. I'm healthy. Like that's more than a lot of people have. So I think that that's success in itself to be able to be in your own skin and say, I'm happy. I'm content.
Yeah.
I don't think it's anything more, you know, involved than that. Although
I love that.
It makes us think it is.
Well,
you know.
And I will say that humans have a default towards the negative.
Yeah.
So unless you train your brain, every level of success that you get up to, you're going to find something to be upset about because that's just how the brain works, right? So you could be in like a $5 million mansion and have a private chef and do all this stuff, but you spend the whole day upset because whatever, you know, whatever little thing. But I think we have to realize that our brain does that to us on purpose. It's kind of part of our survival mechanism. And to take a step back and look at the bigger perspective, you know, like we always say things like first world problems, right? Like sometimes we have these little things that aren't big issues. We have plenty of food. We have plenty of like so much comfort that maybe it's even too much. We have everything we could possibly need. There's really nothing that's truly gone wrong except for what we've created in our own brains. And so taking that step back and getting the larger perspective, learning to do our breathing and be like, okay, let's just focus on the positive and just take these little other things that happen in life as fun little challenges to overcome. It's not a big deal, right?
So Yeah, absolutely. And you know, I think that social media has really changed the way our brains work. And we, not having grown up with that, can see it, but it's, you know, the younger generations that have only had that, it's hard for them to break out of seeing all this that's going on. I need this. I want that. This person has this. I'm like, we know that's not real. And it even affects us knowing that, you know, like, oh man, you know, but to be able to come back and say, dude, my life is good. Like I have what I need. My life is good, you know? And I think being able to sit in your own stew, you know, and be okay with it. That's success.
Okay. So I love talking about bucket lists. I don't know if you keep a bucket list. So if you do, can you share some items that you might have left on your bucket list? If you don't, maybe if you can share with us a dream or a goal that you still have that burning desire to realize, that's still something you're working on or something that you're hoping to accomplish in this lifetime.
I've been lucky enough to be able to tick a lot of bucket list items off, but they're always going to be some again because our brain goes there. I want more. There are still places on earth that I haven't been. I've been to 150 countries, so there's still more. I got to get those under the belt. And then I recently wrote a fiction book and I'm hoping someone options it and turns it into a movie because it's damn good.
Wow, I love that.
A bucket list. Yeah. So there's always something to strive for.
Cool. Okay. Well, tell me some countries you haven't gone to yet that you'd like to visit.
I haven't gone to the Philippines. That's high on my list. I've not been to, well, I went to one part of India, but it was the coast. So that doesn't count. I didn't get to do all the other stuff. So yeah, India is so massive. There's so much to see. So, and then there's smaller places. I like kooky places. I like off the beaten path, not touristy places. So I've been to Africa several times, but there's even more I want to see. There's so much world to see.
Yes. Oh, I love it. And have you already published your fiction book, or is that something that you're working on?
Yeah, it was I wrote the screenplay and then I adapted it into a novel and I released it two Christmases ago. So it's a Christmas book. It's a Mrs. Claus origin story, because no one cares about poor Mrs. Claus and she's awesome.
You're so creative. I would never have even thought to go there. That's amazing. I love you're definitely a multi-passionate person.
Yeah.
I see that you like to dabble in a lot of different things. You're definitely a go-getter. Do people tell you that you have lots of energy and wonder how you do everything that you do?
They do. They do. And I don't know any other way. I've always been that way. If I want something, I do it. And I like wearing a ton of different hats. I've always been an entrepreneur. I've been working for myself for over 20 years now. And I like having my hand in a bunch of different pies. Variety is the spice of life. So, you know, this day it's travel, this day it's cooking, this day it's, you know, building this business or writing this story. And I feel like they all kind of connect though, in some way. They all live under the umbrella of me and Healthy Voyager. Even the Christmas book. Mrs. Claus is an adventurer. So I guess she's like partially me, you know, so.
Does she bake vegan cookies though?
Oh, I'm sure she does.
I love it. Given that you do so much, have you ever experienced burnout?
Oh, yeah, all the time. As a kid, like my mom was like, oh my God, you need to chill. Like I was, you know, top of my class. I was in every freaking club. I was a baton twirler. I know, it's so crazy. I was a championship baton twirler and I would practice till like I was bruised. I would get like, not panic attacks, but like, I would get very like anxious, like, I gotta get it done. She's like, you need to chill. Everything's fine. You know, I'm not like that anymore. I've definitely learned how to quell that. But, you know, in college I was, you know, doing that. I was doing all the things. And I've done it a little bit as an adult and realized that it serves no one. And I've become very good at giving myself boundaries. Like, nope, you've done enough for today. You're going to chill and watch the show and you're going to sleep and it's fine. That can be handled tomorrow. Yeah. Doing too much was kind of my signature move. And then I realized probably about 10 years ago, I'm like, I can't do that anymore.
I feel, because, you know, I can relate 100%. It takes time to learn that lesson because, you know, I hate the term overachiever because it's not like, for me, it's not like I'm trying to do things to impress anybody. I just have so much enthusiasm to do the things. Like I want it so bad. I have this desire and my dopamine levels go up really high. So yeah. I'm ready. Let's do it. And then you end up like in a heap on the floor, like rocking yourself, you know, like, I went a little too far, you know, but it takes so many of those situations that you're like, okay, how do I go after what I want and don't put out that fire and that passion, but at the same time, take care of myself so that I make sure that I'm healthy and have the well-being so that I can continue to pursue all of these passions and interests. It's a hard thing.
Yeah. And you end up finding out that you don't have to kill yourself to accomplish these goals. They may get slightly delayed, but it gets done. And if it doesn't get done, it's not the end of the world, you know, which was something I learned long ago. I was like, I would tell my younger self, girl, just chill. Like, it's fine. It's all going to be fine. Yeah. Half of this doesn't matter, you know? So yeah, it's learning to choose your battles.
And trying to have fun in the process.
Yeah.
Because that's how it starts, right? It starts with fun and enthusiasm. So don't derail yourself and end up being miserable in the process. Well, speaking of that, what does it mean to be human?
Failing and learning. I think we're here to just learn lots of lessons. Learn lots of lessons. Learn about ourselves. Learn about others. Learn about what makes the world go round. And again, to every person, that's a different thing. And that's kind of the beauty of it, right? We all have different reasons why we're here. And And we are all meant to kind of intersect and teach each other and learn from each other. And yeah, I think that's definitely the human experience, is just to absorb and learn.
I love it. That's great. Well, Carolyn, this has been fantastic. You have so many resources and so much to share. So if you could please tell my listeners where we can connect with you and what products and services you offer.
Yeah. So the hub of everything is at healthyvoyager.com. So that's houses all the articles, the travel show, the cooking show, guest appearances, stuff like that. There is, you know, the shopping links to the cookbooks and the Christmas book. My show is also available on Go Traveler, which is kind of like a Netflix for travel shows, but it's free. So it works on any device. So Apple TV, Chromecast, you know, all the stuff. Go Traveler. So I'm on there and you can watch the show there. The cookbooks and the Christmas books are available on Amazon. And services, I still do a lot of one-on-one nutrition work with people. And I do a lot of consults for restaurants, hotels, theme parks, cruise ships, helping them develop recipes, vegan and gluten-free, healthier recipes for their menus. I'm partnered with this incredible retreat property in Baja, Mexico, and we're just kind of retooling and launching. It's concierge services for retreats. So anyone who's looking to host an amazing, very intimate retreat, this property is gorgeous and it's full service concierge. So all you have to do is sell your tickets and we do the rest. And I do all the nutrition and culinary for the retreats. So yeah, there's that. And just stay tuned. There's something big coming at the end of summer. So keep following me on all the platforms. I'm Healthy Voyager everywhere. Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest. And then on YouTube, it's Healthy Voyager TV. But you'll be seeing some big announcements coming soon. So stay tuned.
Oh, exciting. I love it. Okay, great, Carolyn. Well, you don't disappoint. You have lots of resources and something new all the time. So very exciting. It was such a pleasure to meet you. Thank you for all that you do. I really Likewise. Appreciate all that you've contributed and, you know, everything that you're contributing to the space for everybody to be healthier, continue to be vegan when they're traveling and in their day-to-day life. So thank you so much. And I hope that you have a very plantastic day.
Yes, you too. I'm Carolyn Scott and I am human.
Thank you for listening to another episode of I Am Human. I would be so honored if you subscribe to the podcast so that you never miss an episode. We love our listeners and take your feedback seriously. If you have questions or constructive feedback, you can email us at podcast@dryami.com. That's podcast@dryami.com. I am your host, Dr. Yami Cazorla Lancaster. I Am Human is produced by myself and Alejandra Parra. Graphics designed by Alejandra Parra. Music by Angela Sof with Glowbox Productions and edited by the Castos production team. Remember, human, you are here for a reason. Have fun, explore, and live your life to the fullest.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.